This is an experiment. This file is for women who would like to feel more dominant in their relationships and in the bedroom. Maybe this is something you've thought about a lot. Or maybe this is something that you're not sure about and you'd like some help exploring these feelings. It's okay. Think of this as a guided meditation to help you to do exactly that. Be aware that this file will contain some mentions of body parts and erotic imagery. If at any point this goes somewhere that makes you uncomfortable, feel free to pause or stop. You can come back to it at any time. If you'd like to continue, then please put on some headphones and relax. I want you to take a deep breath. Hold it, and slowly count to four in your head. And breathe out, and count to four again. Breathe in, count to four, and out, count to four. Try to keep this rhythm for the first part of this meditation. Deep breath in, and deep breath out. Do you feel more relaxed? Good. It's important to get in the right headspace before exploring these things. And if there is something that's bothering you right now, maybe a dentist appointment or something still on the to-do list, I'd just like you to acknowledge it. Say, yes, I see you over there. I haven't forgotten. Now think about holding that thing. Imagine it as a small bird that you are holding in your hand. Be careful with it. Now I want you to imagine letting it go. This is not something you need to worry about in this moment. This moment is about you. This moment is about getting in touch with a particular part of yourself. This moment is about permission and practice. And keep taking those breaths in and out. Now I want you to think about someone you care about in a romantic way and in a sexual way. Picture that person in your mind. Maybe it's a significant other, maybe it's a person from fiction or media. That is okay. This person will be your partner in the meditation ahead. I want you to think about them and how much you like them, how you're attracted to them. I want you to think about what it feels like when they look at you, and you know that they want you. I want you to think about the rush of that moment. Maybe you're wearing a low-cut shirt and they're staring at your breasts. Maybe you're wearing something sexy, or maybe you're only wearing a towel and you've just gotten out of the shower. I want you to imagine the scene in your mind. Give it a few details. What's in the room with you? Is it a hotel room on a business trip? Is it the back room of a university library? Is it the sauna at the gym? Take a moment and imagine it fully. Now I want you to think about them taking a step closer. You know how much they want you. You can see it in their face. You're nervous and excited at the same time. You want this too. And then they step forward and they are kissing you. And their lips are warm and soft, and their hands are strong. They are kissing your neck and pulling at your clothes. Maybe you can feel the bulge of a hard cock against your leg. Or maybe you can feel their soft breasts pressed against yours. This is your fantasy, and you have permission to imagine whomever you want. Now they are unbuttoning your shirt and kissing your collarbone and the tops of your breasts and down your stomach. And now they're hovering at the waist of your pants and kissing you again and again. And now they are unzipping those pants. And now they have worked them down around your ankles. And you know what they want. You know what's next. You both want this. You spread your legs and they kiss up the inside of your thighs. And then slide down your panties. And for a moment, you feel how cold the air is. And then feel that first contact of their lips and their tongue on your pussy. Their mouth is warm and wet. You think about how good this feels. You look down at them between your legs as they gently kiss your clit. Soft at first. Just the lightest touch imaginable. And then harder. And you reach down and put a hand on the back of their head. And maybe tuck their hair behind your ear. And I want you to give yourself permission to enjoy this. No other thoughts, no insecurities. They're picking up the pace. Their tongue is more insistent now. They know what they're doing. You can feel your clit get harder and you spread your legs wider. You can't help but push back a little. Your hips are bucking against them now. You want them to go a little harder still. Now, I want you to tell them that. I want you to say, "Can you go harder?" Or, "A little more tongue, please?" Or, "Can you try sucking on my clit?" Or maybe you'd like to ask them something else. Think about what that might be, and then say it. It's okay to ask for what you want. Now I want you to ask them again, a little more forcefully this time. You can try a slightly deeper tone if that helps. This might sound strange, but I'd like you to practice this. Say it out loud if you can. Say, "Harder, please." Or, "Can you suck on it?" Or, "More tongue, faster." Say it a few times. I want you to think about how appreciative they are for the feedback, how they look up and redouble their efforts. I want you to think about how much they want to make you happy. I want you to think about how hot they look between your legs. Now keep the same tone and tell them they're doing a good job. Yeah, that's good. Keep going. Keep sucking it. They like doing this. They like making you feel good. And I want you to take a picture of this moment in your head. Think about them between your legs. Think about their lips on your clit. Now I want you to think about how it feels when you get close. Think about grabbing their hair and pulling them down and burying them in your pussy. And you're grinding your hips and their tongue gets just the right spot. And for a moment, you see stars and they don't stop. They keep going. And you come and come and come again. Now take a deep breath. Think about how they look right now. Maybe they're sitting back on their knees and adjusting their glasses. Maybe they look like they're in a daze. Maybe they're fussing with their hair. They look cute. And they're looking at you slightly differently. You've just pulled them into a hotel room or a sauna. Or maybe even the kitchen, and told them to suck your clit and make you come. And maybe you want to return the favor, but give yourself permission to hold back on that. Not yet. I want you to tell them that that was really good, and maybe that their tongue was amazing. Practice this a few times, in whatever tone you'd like. Then maybe just ask them to call you sometime. And you'll go back to your day a little lighter, a little more swing in your step, a little more confident. This is not something you need to feel bad about. They liked it too. It can be very helpful when one person is direct. It's okay to ask for what you want. I want you to feel how, in this moment, you're in charge. I want you to know that it's okay. You don't always need to accommodate someone else. Sometimes you can wrap your legs around their face and let them get you off. They liked it too. I want you to give yourself permission to feel these things. Now, I want you to think about the next time you see them. Maybe this is in the bar at the hotel, or just in your living room the next day. I want you to notice how cute and sheepish they look. I want you to feel their sidelong glance. I want you to notice how much they want you. I want you to think about that moment with their lips on your clit. Then I want you to walk over and ask them if they can help you with something. You can whisper in their ear, or just make up a story. Say, "Hey, I need help with something, can you?" And take them back somewhere out of the way. Maybe even somewhere that's sort of public. And before anything happens, before they can kiss you, I want you to lean in and whisper in their ear. Ask them if they can do it again. Use the slightly forceful voice. Then just lift your skirt or unzip your pants and look at them. If they look doubtful, say please. But try to say it with a period and not a question mark. Practice this right now. And maybe they'll shake their head and laugh or give you a look. And then get down and start kissing your waist, and pulling down your panties, and licking your pussy again. Like before, but maybe you're in a hotel stairwell this time. And I want you to stroke their hair and roll your hips forward a little bit. You're helping them. This is okay. Sometimes it's fun if someone takes a lead. And they want it too. They like this. Keep rocking your hips into them. If they look up, tell them how cute they look and how hot this is. And also, it's important that you mean these things when you say them. Being dominant does not have to mean being mean. Then use the gentle but confident tone and tell them to keep going. Make sure you offer encouragement. Say, "I like that." Or, "Can you suck on it again?" Or, "Faster." Yeah. Try it now. Practice this way. And after a while, you'll come again. Then I want you to help them up and kiss them. It doesn't matter if their lips are still wet from your pussy. Kiss them and push them back into a wall or on a bed. Or take them by the hand and go back to your room. Now it's time to return the favor, but keep practicing the same tone. Say to them, "Can I take off your pants?" Or, "Spread your legs for me." Or, "I want to fuck you." This is all okay. You can be in charge sometimes. It's okay to ask for what you want. Now I want you to think about the next weeks and doing this again and again. Every time you look at them, your clit gets hard. You meet their eyes, fake a phone call at a party, and walk into another room. In a few seconds, they are kneeling in front of you and you're grinding against their tongue. You're watching a movie and lean over and ask, "Can you?" And point down at your pussy. And they sigh and get down and go at it again. It's become a small game in the relationship. And maybe they look a little shy, but they like it. They feel desired and sexy. It's reassuring to know that your partner wants you. They like making you happy. And you are getting used to taking the lead and asking for what you want. You are getting used to feeling dominant. I want you to give yourself permission to feel this way. I want you to try accepting that label. Say, I think I could like being dominant. Sometimes I would enjoy being in control. I like the way my partner looks at me right now. I think that I could be a pretty good dom, actually. And maybe I would like to go further. Now I want you to think about an activity typically with dominance. I want you to approach this in a non-judgmental way. Think about how exciting it is to feel their eyes on you and telling them what to do and how they've learned to trust you. And if we're going further, you might want to pick a new partner for this scene. Maybe someone that feels smaller, or someone that you can easily see yourself with as the dominant partner. Maybe this is the cute barista that smiles and gets shy when you walk in the cafe. Or maybe it's an old flame that you still have some feelings for. Or maybe this is an imaginary person with a gentle smile and kind and steady eyes. This is all okay. What's important here is that this is a person you feel comfortable being a little more dominant with. I want you to feel how you're in charge. Now imagine them in your mind. Imagine their smile and how they look at you shyly and how much they want you. And think about tying them up and teasing them for hours with your tongue. Or buying leather and looking in the bedroom mirror and feeling powerful. Or holding a vibrator to their most sensitive parts as you watch them writhe and shake on the bed. All of this is okay. And if one or all of these ideas seem silly to you, that's okay too. I just want you to give yourself permission to fully imagine yourself as a dominant partner. And remember, being a dominant partner does not have to mean being mean. It does not have to mean whips and chains and stereotypes. It can be loving and direct and sexy. Now let's continue the exercise. I want you to think about someone that you've seen with big top energy. Imagine this person and then think what this same energy might look like on you. How does this top version of you walk? What does their voice sound like? How do they want to fuck? Getting used to it might only take a bit of practice. Now, step into this version of yourself. I want you to put it on like an old coat. This is you now, part of you. Square your shoulders, stand with your legs a bit wider, lift your chin. There's no hesitation, no insecurity. You are in control. Think about the way your partner looks up at you, a sexy, powerful woman. And then think about what you'd want to say next. Imagine what this dom version of you would do. Give her permission to do whatever she wants, then say it. Maybe you'll toss them handcuffs or a blindfold or cute underwear and tell them to put them on. Or tell them they're cute and drop something on the floor and ask them to pick it up, slowly. Or just stand directly in front of them on the couch with your legs wide and black crotchless panties and say, "You know, honey, I forgot. What are we doing today?" This is all okay. You can be in charge. You can explore these things. Now, I want you to stay in this Dom headspace and think how it would feel for this strong and maybe top version of you to hold them and look at their cute, vulnerable face as you make them come again and again. Think about waking up with coffee and opening your robe, and then just looking expectantly at them, and then at your exposed pussy. Think about fucking them and the noises they'd make. Think about kissing them and gently pressing your hips against theirs. Think about how much you both have come to love this. Think about their head between your legs. Think about grabbing their ass in public. Think about holding them down and grinding until you get off. Think about the way they look at you and the love and lust in their eyes. And think about the way you've learned to look at them, the way you've learned to undress them with your eyes, and how protective of them you've learned to feel. Think about the way you hold each other, and the way you've learned to love in a slightly new way. Now, sit up and practice in your gentle, firm top voice and say, "I think that I like this. I would like to be a Dom. I would like to ask for what I want. I would like to feel you sucking on my clit. I would like to hold you down and pound you. I would like to tie you up and tease you. I would like to protect you. I would like to be a Dom. I would like to ask for what I want. I would like to feel you sucking on my clit. I would like to see your face when I top you. I would like to hear how much you want me. I would like to hold you afterwards. I would like to be a Dom. And right now, right now, I would like to feel you sucking on my clit."